This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Hundreds gathered at Ross's Landing following Friday's U.S. Supreme Court decision that effectively legalized same-sex marriage in Tennessee. That afternoon, a same-sex couple got married on the courthouse lawn, a first for Hamilton County. I've got audio from both those events. Beneath a rainy sky, a giant rainbow flag, and a crowd cheering as thunder rumbles. Supporters of same-sex marriage gather at the waterfront downtown. The Tennessee Equality Project for Hamilton and Bradley Counties is organizing the event. Marcus Ellsworth is a co-chair.
Tonight we gathered out here on Ross's Landing because we just wanted to bring the community together as a chance to celebrate, to see the community and see the support that's out there for all of us, and to really make today special for everyone. So we gathered everybody out here. Great turnout for a threat of rain, I have to say.
During the rally, Ellsworth asks clergy members to come up front.
If you are a clergy ordained to perform ceremonies to wed people, please step forward to the center of the crowd. If you are able to officiate weddings, raise your hands and look forward. We want to see you.
Several local ministers step up, including Alec Boyle. Boyle says he hasn't gotten any requests to perform same-sex weddings yet, but he says he saw this day coming. What's more, he believes legalization of same-sex marriage would have happened sooner, but he says the HIV epidemic increased fear and prejudice.
Had AIDS not happened in the late 70s and early 80s, we would have seen this moment in 2000. I absolutely believe that.
City Councilman Chris Anderson makes an announcement during the rally. Anderson represents downtown, Eastlake, St. Elmo, Alton Park, and South Chattanooga. Anderson announces legislation he plans to propose, which relates to a bill from the past.
So back in 2013, I introduced a bill in the City Council that was revolutionary at the time and now seems like a long time ago. It did two things. It said that domestic partners of City of Chattanooga employees were entitled to the same benefits as married couples, and it said that we couldn't fire somebody because of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. And it was one bill, it was two things in one bill.
So that legislation never became law. Anderson says the part about benefits is now moot because of the Supreme Court decision, same-sex spouses will get benefits. But it's still legal for the city to fire employees because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Now Anderson plans to reintroduce a non-discrimination bill.
Well, so when we had the domestic partner ordinance and the non-discrimination ordinance, a lot of people said on the council, several conservative members said, I would vote for the non-discrimination ordinance if it were separate. I've got it on tape that they said that. Let's see if they meant it. I'm introducing it on Tuesday. It'll be on the council's agenda on July 7th.
One couple got married in Hamilton County on Friday, the same day the rally happened. Rhiannon Pierce and Phyllis Wood were the first same-sex couple to get married here.
Phyllis, do you take Rhiannon to be your wife? Do you promise to love, honor, cherish, and protect her?
The ceremony happened Friday afternoon on the Hamilton County Courthouse South Lawn. Nuga.com reporter David Morton was there and provided us with audio from the afternoon. Sean Cox officiated.
And Rhiannon, do you take Phyllis to be your wife? Do you promise to love, honor, cherish, and protect her, forsaking all others and holding only unto her?
If so, say I do.
After the ceremony, the couple went into the courthouse, picked up their marriage certificate, and spoke with reporters.
We just want to get married and show everybody that we're committed as any other couple. We want to make sure if something happens to us, the other is taken care of.
That same day, Tennessee's Attorney General released a statement expressing disappointment about the Supreme Court's same-sex marriage decision. Tennessee's Attorney General says it not only changes the definition of marriage, but takes from the states and their citizens the authority to vote and decide what marriage means. Nevertheless, the Attorney General's office will respect the decision. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.